Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. With last week's triple digit heat wave, we know that summer is here. To many people's delight, to some people's chagrin. Last week, I talked about signs and symptoms of heat stroke and ways to prevent it. I can only tell you that I heeded my own advice while I was driving up to the mountain and went from starting temperature of 76 degrees Fahrenheit through areas of 94, 102, 104, even 109. And then at my destination, it was 86. That felt so good. I am so blessed to have an air conditioner in my car, so I stayed comfortable while driving. Though honestly, the air started getting a little bit heavy and muggy when I drove through the 104, 109 areas. I could feel it, and I drank a lot of water while driving because I always have a water bottle next to me in the console. Where it's easy to reach it, where I don't have to look down. I can just reach over, grab it, drink, and put it down without keeping my taking my eyes off the road. So I did that. Now we have some more tips for a safe summer. This is very important to me, and I'm going to go back to this upper section, or maybe I could just elaborate now a little bit on it. When I said I heeded my own advice, which was there's things happening on the roads, especially when it's really super duper hot. People don't really realize what they're doing. And there were so many people with extreme road rage. Honestly, I don't think they knew it. Going from the very left to the very right lane, crossing over that, going out the exit in front of lots of cars going 70, 75 miles per hour. And I go, wow. So I slowed down and I did pay attention for the cars to my left, to my right, to the front, to the rear, just to make sure that I was safe. Anyway, that's what I was talking about last week. And I want to continue with safety issues for the summer, safety tips. Just so we all will experience a wonderful, happy, and safe summer. So, some of the things that I would like to take, into consideration to mention are always wear sunblock so you can prevent skin cancer or the UVA and UVB rays don't affect you negatively. In case you don't know what they stand for, UVA means ultraviolet aging rays, and UVB is ultraviolet burning rays. And you know, they even take effect or affect on us when it's cloudy. We just don't feel it, but we get sunburned just as much, if not more. And I'm going to give you a little example in just a minute or two. So, sunblock is very, very important. Stay in the shade when possible. You can tan even in the shade because, as said, the rays come through, the tanning rays. And you don't want to burn. You just want to tan. And do that with sunblock or sunscreen. Wear a hat. Protect your head. Wear sunglasses, protect your eyes. Many people are very sensitive, especially if they're blue colored. They're very sensitive to bright sunlight. So wear sunglasses. That prevents you from squinting, getting aged faster or aging faster because of all the wrinkles you get from the squinting. Make sure you do everything you can to stay happy and young and healthy. Also, when it's really warm, hydrate regularly. It doesn't really behoove you to just drink like 16 ounces or 20 ounces here and then nothing for hours and hours and hours and being outdoors, and then coming in and say, oh, gee, I'm dehydrated. I need water and drink another 20 ounces. Number one, that's not enough. Number two, your cells have dehydrated so badly in between. It's better to hydrate regularly with smaller proportions or portions of water. Maybe 4 to 8 ounces every hour is much better than 16 to 20 ounces or 32 ounces every 4 hours. That is just not too smart. So let's stay with that. Also, hydrating is best done with water, as caffeine and alcohol are dehydrants. So instead of getting hydrated by drinking coffee and alcohol, you actually dehydrate. So stick with water whenever possible. When working outside, do it preferably early morning or later evening. Take regular breaks. I can tell you an experience I just had with my daughter last weekend. We were weeding and trying to get compliant with the rules and regulations in the county where I have my home up in the mountains. And so we were outside. It was an overcast day, just perfect temperature to work outside. And I honestly didn't think of anything because in the morning when I get up after I washed my face and everything else or showered, I always put sunscreen on my arms and in my face. So I knew I was protected, and my legs always have long pants on, usually. When not, then I make sure I put sunscreen on my legs too. But my daughter is allergic to the SPF, so she didn't wear any and thought because it was overcast, it didn't matter. So we worked actually from early morning till later afternoon. 30 minutes, went inside, took a break, had water, hydrated, went back out, water, bathroom, hydrated, out the whole day long. And the next day, she was so red and sunburned, it wasn't funny. And then we talked about it. And of course, I have after sun gel, which I gave her plenty of tubes off so she can use it to rehydrate her skin and take the sting and the burn out of it. But still, it is not healthy to get burned. So we learned, stick to the early morning or later evening hours to do things outdoors. And during the day, stay inside where it's cooler. Get your stuff done inside. Organize your days such that you're doing the right thing. There are some suggestions on what you can do to stay cooler inside. Number one, if you have an AC or air conditioner, set it to 78 degrees. If you set it lower, you get an extremely high energy bill. But if you have it at 78, that's pretty cool. Or you can do other things. I do because I have no AC in my home in the mountains or the one down here at the ocean. I just open the windows or close the windows depending on what's happening. I close the drapes or have a cross breeze. And I do all these wonderful things, just keeping track of everybody that needs to be taken care of. We want to save energy. We want to make sure that everything is all right. And I'm just having a quick break here because FedEx came. So I'm sorry to interrupt the radio show right now. Thank you so much.
You know that you got a packet that you guys need to pick it up?
I did yesterday.
You did already?
Yeah.
You even did it the one?
It was one. It was a yellow thing.
Yeah. It had to be.
I'm on the radio show.
Okay,
I did sign it, and I went to go pick it up yesterday.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay, just
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Anyways, let's go back to the radio. Things happen in life, right? So we just have to be flexible. So, yeah, I just wanted to say be careful with the AC. Make sure you don't spend too much money on it. The best way to actually do that is to buy a thermostat that you can adjust, that has a timer on it. So during the times that you are not at home, you can turn it off or set it to 78 or 80 or 84 or something, so it doesn't waste energy, because it doesn't really matter when you're not home. You don't need it. And if you do that, you can set it to turn off when you go to work, turn back on like an hour before you come home, so your home is comfortable. Some other things that are suggested to make sure that you keep your home nice and cool are, as I said, with the drapes, close them, especially if they're weather drapes that keep the heat out. Do those things. Open the windows in the morning, close them during the day when it's hot, and adjust with that. So that's all very important. In the winter, don't set it too high with the thermostat, but could kind of go down. And so those are just some of the suggestions. And I'm a little bit scatterbrained right now because I got interrupted with the FedEx. So anyways, another way to protect yourself and your skin from the heat and sunshine is to wear long sleeves, loose clothing. Then at night, exfoliate your skin gently. And then, of course, replenish and hydrate it again. So your skin is actually well prepared and nourished and hydrated overnight, so you have a great day in the next morning. So I think I still shared pretty much everything that I wanted to. Also, yes, that's very important. When you exercise, don't go jog outside in the middle of the day between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when it's the hottest. Go in the morning or in the evening when it's cooler. So it's better for your body, for your mind, and for everybody around you, because they don't have to worry about you getting, having a heat stroke or anything like that. So I have actually included a little link there, which is https://dengarden.com, dengarden.com. And it's with home improvement. It has to do with setting your thermostat and what to do to avoid huge bills, but to be comfortable in your home. I think it might be great for you to read that, just to brush up a little bit and make sure that if you have teenagers who like to have things their own way, that they know they cannot override the program that you have set for your AC, but that it's safe and sound for everybody and comfortable for everybody. So I'm not quite sure what the weather is supposed to bring over the next few days. However, let's just be prepared with everything we do, that we are happy and healthy, stay cool, stay hydrated, stay protected from the UVA and UVB rays, and do everything to the best of our knowledge. And that's why I'm actually having these shows, just to show that it is so important to be prepared so we can avoid heat stroke and some other issues, so we can avoid road rage and things that are really dangerous. Let's keep happy, healthy, and I'm going to say, until next week, stay empowered and do what's best for you. Also, get back with me and let me know what you think, if those tips help, and I appreciate all of you.